He elected to avoid signing anywhere else. And John White back in the fold with the Eskimos. He joins us now. John, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
How you doing, man? I'm doing great.
I guess, of course, the first question is, how are you feeling? It's obviously been frustrating for you, I'm sure. Not only do you have to rehab the knee, but you had to do it in a year that your teammates
Achilles.
Won the Grey Cup. Achilles, sorry, your Achilles.
it's been kind of a long road for me a little bit, you know, coming off a pretty good season and coming back, you know, try to win a Grey Cup and you tear your Achilles, but your boys do it. So it's kind of a little bittersweet, but I'm ready to be back and, you know, try to do it again.
John, it's hard to get a more serious injury for somebody who relies on speed and lateral movement like a running back. Physically, are you all the way back to where you need to be?
I'm almost about there. You know, I'm just, working hard and, you know, I have 4 months until training camp. So, you know, I'm going to use those 4 months and, you know, bust my butt and, you know, and just give them my all.
Coming off of the Achilles, John, it's especially for a running back. Obviously, your feet are number one importance. When you say you're not 100% yet, how much of that is mental for a player when you get back out there to really want to test yourself and not re-injure it?
For me, it's a little different. You know, I've dealt with injuries before and, you know, I've come back and done great. So it's not really a big, you know, deal for me right now at this point. At the beginning of the stages of the torn Achilles, it was, you know, a little mind rattling. But now at this point, you know, I'm signed and, you know, I got my feet underneath me and I'm on the field and, you know, I'm almost at that point where I'm ready. So it's a great feeling for me right now.
Now, I know you came in and worked out with the Eskimos a few weeks back, Ed Hervey told us, and obviously they liked what they saw, so, you know, you re-signed. Were you contemplating signing with any other franchise?
Just a little bit in the back of my mind. I really haven't dealt with this, you know, ever in my life, you know, trying to sign another contract with another team or another team wanting me or, you know, how it really goes. So, you know, now that I know the ropes and, you know, Edmonton wants me back, you know, the loyalty is there and, you know, I'm ready to win another ring right now.
Now, when you went through the process, obviously it wasn't very long. Were you, like, would you have needed an offer that kind of knocked your shoes off for you to go to another team?
Pretty much. But, you know, that didn't happen. So, I mean, Edmonton came through and, you know, they showed me a lot of love and, you know, support and, you know, wanted me back and, you know, and I want to be back and, you know, I got a lot of friends on the team and, you know, I would miss that if I went somewhere else. I just feel comfortable here.
Now, John, I mean, so much has changed just since this season ended. We're talking coaching staffs, free agency. There's a couple guys gone. There'll no doubt be a couple of guys coming in. You know, there's still some contenders for the running back thing, but you've got a chance to win here. Grey Cup champions.
Right.
It's a good team. How much does that play into it, the opportunity to win a ring?
You just did what you did last year. You know, I wasn't here for the process or, you know, with the winning team or, you know, I was there in spirit, but mm-hmm. in all reality, I was rehabbing, you know, so I really haven't got that under my belt, really. So I'm really happy to come on a squad that, you know, won a championship and going to contend another one.
John White joins us, a running back for the Edmonton Eskimos, re-signs to stay with the green and gold. John, Tim Princeton will be your running back coach this year. Jason Moss, of course, is the new head coach and the offensive coordinator. Have you had a chance to talk to either one?
I haven't yet, but I'm pretty excited to.
It'll be kind of the first time in a while that Edmonton's had a head coach who I would say is more of an offensive coach than guys in the past who have been more defensive-minded coaches, you know, at least in your tenure as a player. How do you, you know, looking at what Ottawa did last year, how does it excite you? How different do you think the offense could be that would benefit you?
It's going to be really explosive. We got a lot of guys that, you know, coming back and a lot of guys coming on the team. And, you know, we got some depth at running back and we got some great guys there. So, you know, I'm just really excited to get, you know, back in camp and get rolling again.
Yeah, as a running back, you look at that group in front of you, John, There was a time not that long ago where there were some holes through injuries up front. The group that's on the offensive line is very solid now, and on top of that, you've got a whole bunch of backs, Shavers, Shakir Bell, guys like that. There's some depth there as well. The running game could be a real strength for the club this year, couldn't it?
Yeah, it really could, you know, especially with our receiving core. You know, how you going to stop that? I really don't see it, you know. So, I mean, I think we're going to be ready this year, and, you know, we got a good running attack, you know, and a good passing attack, and Mike Riley with his legs, and, you know, he can throw the ball. So, I mean, you know, we're looking pretty dangerous.
John, when you, like, where did you watch the Grey Cup at?
I was there.
Oh, you were at the Grey Cup? Now, you're
yeah,
on,
I was there.
So you're on the sidelines, and you're watching that, and obviously you're excited for your teammates, but can you explain the feeling to watch your team but really not be a part of it because you hadn't played in so many weeks? Huh? Was that the most difficult game experience you've gone through?
Yeah, it definitely was. In my time of, you know, playing football, it actually was the most grueling time for me, but the most happiest time for me, because, you know, I love to see my teammates happy, and, you know, winning the championship is, you know, it's great, you know, at any level. So, you know, being there and, you know, being able to experience that was still great.
John, the one thing I look at as the club goes into this season, obviously coming off the Grey Cup win, Mike Riley, in this league, in any league really, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win anything. That's just the way it is. He's come into his own as a clear-cut, bona fide veteran starter now. Talk about Mike Riley as a quarterback from your perspective.
Oh, man, he's a complete arsenal, you know. I don't know how you can stop that guy, you know, especially with the running attack and be able to throw the ball, you know, to, you know, but, you know, we have great receivers like AD and, you know, D-Walk and, you know, Nate Kuhorn, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's kind of hard to describe Mike, because, I mean, you've seen him come off injuries and, you know, battle back, and you've seen him win championships, so, you know, having a guy like that that's, you know, not feared, you know, he has no fear. So, you know, having that in a quarterback is, you know, that's great.
He is definitely the leader of the team, John. The offensive line, I think the biggest difference this year really the last few years is just the security of that offensive line, the experience, the continuity. And as a running back, a lot of times you're really, at the end of it, almost only as good as your offensive line, right? If they can't create holes, you know, it's very difficult to run. And you watch that O-line mature. And the other thing is, you know, outside of being a good running back, your blocking skills is something I know Ed Hervey has talked about many times. It's one of the big reasons why, is that you take blocking as serious as you do running. How do you feel, you know, you can be even better coming off the surgery when you combine with a better secured offensive line this season?
Man, it's going to feel great. I mean, I had one when I was there, so I had that great chemistry, and it's all about chemistry and, you know, being on the same level as, you know, the offensive line and the offensive line coordinator. So, you know, it's just, you know, knowing your spots and, you know, being attentive and being a stickler to detail that makes you a great pass blocker. I mean, a great, you know, pass blocker. So, you know, with that experience, you know, you can go sky's the limit.
Now, John, when did you develop that? Because let's face it, it's something that you need to do in the position, but it's a tough job. Everybody wants
it's
to
a
run.
Tough job,
they
man.
Want they want the carries, they want the yards, they want the touchdowns. Taking on defensive ends who outsize you, coming at you at warp speed, it's no fun. When did you dig in and say, if I'm going to be a successful back, I need to do this? College, high school, where was it?
It was definitely in college. I had a coach named Coach Ram. I had no choice but, you know, but to butt up, you know, and get out there on the turf, you know, and put up and you know, make those guys shut up, you know, and that's what I live by. And I challenge anybody, I mean, at any size, you know, and I know you guys seen it. So, you know, anytime. I'm ready, man. I'm ready to go full force, 100%, full speed into the trenches, you know. So that's what I live by.
Is it more mental to be a great blocking back, or like what's the physical parts?
It's mental. I mean, as you can see, I'm the smallest guy, but I mean, I wouldn't say like I'm not strong or something like that, but I'm probably the smallest guy in the CFL. So, I mean, to pick up 300 pounders and 250 pounders, you know, that's pound for pound, you know, that's some good stuff right there, you know?
Well, no, it's very true, man, and it's something that it takes a lot of courage. There obviously has to be some technique involved. Is there anybody that's helped or that you watched or studied film on how to use your size disadvantage to your advantage when you're blocking bigger guys?
Quinton Ganther, he's definitely been a big part in that. I don't know if you've heard of him. He played in the NFL and actually played at Utah as well.
Yeah.
He's been really influential in that, so... I mean, you know, it's pretty much a mindset. You know, I really can't even, like, describe it. You know, I really would like to feel like, you know, what it feels like to get hit by me, you know, because I've seen guys fall and, you know, be stunned and end up with concussions, you know. So I'm just like, man, this little guy right here is bringing it like that, you know. So it kind of, you know, kind of shocks me sometimes.
Does it... You seem to take as much pride in your blocking as you do running. When you pancake an offense, you know, a defensive lineman, or you pick up a linebacker and stuff him, does that give you as much of a charge as a touchdown?
Oh, it definitely does, and it sets up the game. It sets up my linemen. It sets up the receivers. You know, I look at it as a whole game aspect. I don't look at it as just me, or, you know, I look at it as from, you know, the whole game. You know, I'm going to wear and tear these guys the whole game, and then something's going to open up when there's time, you know. So that's how I look at it.
Well, John, congratulations on re-signing with the Edmonton Eskimos. I know fans excited to have you back in the fold, running and blocking. And hopefully the Achilles is 100% ready to go in May.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.